Se a gente não tem pra comer, de fome não morre, porque na Bahia tem mãe e manjá, e do lado o Senhor do Bonfim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra samba, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas um dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia cantar. Eu vim da Bahia contar tanta coisa bonita que tem. Tem meu céu, tem meu mar, a Bahia que vive pra dizer como se faz pra viver. Se a gente não tem pra comer de fome, não morre, porque na Bahia tem mãe e manjá, e do lado o Senhor do Bonfim, que ajuda o baiano a viver, pra cantar, pra samba, pra valer, pra morrer de alegria na festa de rua, no samba de roda, na noite de lua, no canto do mar. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas um dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas um dia eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas eu volto pra lá. Eu vim da Bahia, mas um dia eu volto pra lá.
Kill you, you make your brain burst out or something. So if you're going into a place of the psychic pressure is different. I'm sure everybody's felt it. I'm sure everybody's feeling this sense of, you know, suddenly having intuitive flashes about things that they never, you know, suddenly getting words in their head. Oh, that's a relevant word. Yeah. Suddenly hearing a tune, a little snatch of a song that, you know, if you follow the thread of that, that's like a song and a dream that has a meaning. There are these portholes into your psyche which are being exploited right now by your higher self. We're mostly kind of closed off to it. This is the thing. We disregard intuitions. We diminish them. We say they're just imaginations. I certainly did. And they become more and more a part of your everyday life. You miss them when they're not there. That happens sometimes. So we're feeling I'll recapitulate. Everybody knows what's going on. Well, maybe they don't. All right, so here's the thing. We're on a planet. It's revolving. It's spinning in a wake of a star that is orbiting a larger star, which is whizzing around in the spiral arm of the galaxy. We're a long way out from the center. Now, if you imagine that a galaxy starts off as like one big ball of light or stuff, and kind of spits stuff out and spins. So as it spins and spits stuff out, the stuff that it spat out just keeps on going. And so the stuff that was spat out right at the beginning, when the galaxy was very young, will be on the outside edge. And that's where we are. So we're in like some of the oldest material parts of the galaxy. Now, where is the galaxy? Well, the Milky Way centers itself in Sagittarius. And is, if you look at Orion and Pleiades and Aldebaran and all of that direction, do you know what they look like? Aldebaran is a red shining star, and it exists between two very famous clusters, the cluster of Orion, which has the famous little three stars in a row, one's just slightly off to the left, and the big kind of square shoulders and knees, and the sword of the hunter, you know, the very clear Orion. And if you follow Orion up to the sort of top and to the right, you see the cluster of Pleiades. It's almost invisible. You have to look slightly away from the Pleiades in order to see them, which is a strange little thing. That's because of the night vision in your eye. You can't see it properly with the color vision, but you can see it properly with your night vision, which is slightly off the periphery. So between those is Aldebaran. And Aldebaran is the big red, bright, shining star in our night sky. And that's the star that's depicted at the top of the Christmas tree. When a dwarf goes, Sagittarius has been eaten by a Milky Way. Well, according to Barthes, we're in three galaxies that are interpenetrating. But for the sake of, where are we? We're in the oldest part of, you know, we're on the edge of a galaxy, and that if you're on the edge of a galaxy, it means you're on the, in the oldest part that has been, you know, spat out billions and billions of years ago. Where was he? We was looking at this. So on our planet, we're spinning around, and the galaxy itself is moving, and the solar system itself is moving. It's moving at a rate, and whatever the solar system is moving against, you know, moving around, that's moving too. Everything's in motion. And there are things that are not in motion. Things that are like, you know, an area of sea becalmed, you know. And so solar system then starts crashing its way through this stuff. And it could be anything. Which is why, you know, a lot of people say, you know, we're entering an unknown zone of space. You know, I'm sure that various of the secret space programs have explored and investigated beforehand, and maybe even are taking part in clearing operations so that we don't crash into one of these large pieces of rock in a mysterious part of the galaxy. So what we're experiencing, therefore, is that our Earth is moving into, it's like plowing into a snowfield. It's like we're moving into an area where it's not empty, you know. There's bits in it, and a bit, you know, it might be as big as a meteorite or as small as a meteorite, you know, tiny grain of dust. But, you know, in space, dust can be rather large. You could have a grain of dust planetary dust could be the size of an aircraft carrier or a small country. You know, that's dust. Dust for the sun. So, given that, at the same time, we happen to be passing the galactic plane. We're coming in line with some kind of galactic plane and some kind of zero point, certainly with the moon and the sun, which is why we're on a flat plane with them, which is why we're getting all these eclipses, you know, because if the Earth is directly between the sun and the moon, and the moon is directly between the Earth and the sun, that's when we get eclipses, and that's when it all lines up. You know, everything bobs up and down. But when the cycles combine, they all come at the same time, and that's why we're getting these things called blood moons, which are basically lunar eclipses. The red color is the atmosphere. Interesting, isn't it? That although our atmosphere appears blue from the outside, when it casts a shadow, what you see is red. Well, that's because the redness is the light, the low frequency light that is not being absorbed by the atmosphere. The low frequency light can go further, as it were. Like high frequency light is stopped more easily. So, like these long waves that they used to use to communicate with submarines, So that's why the light from the refracted atmosphere of our planet appears to be red rather than blue when you see it glowing there. That's interesting. A flea on an ant's ass, yes indeed. So here we are spinning around a star, right? So latest thinking on stars is that they're not a ball of fusion gas. It's more like an arc lamp, or one of those plasma lamps. You ever seen the plasma lamp? You know, it's got a big glass globe, and in the middle there's a kind of electrode, and there's this kind of blue, flickery, sparky stuff that kind of crackles to the... And you put your hand on it, and it crackles towards your finger. If you imagine that on a massive, massive scale, that's what the sun is. And at the center of that is a portal that comes from a fifth dimensional star. So it's somehow a transmission. It's almost like a remote, you know, that there's... That star is not quite a star. It's a kind of remote of a star. It's like a satellite star. And that's an interesting thought. And perhaps planets are teleported through them. So when the solar system needs another planet, they teleport a star through the portal in the middle. Out it pops on the outside. Maybe it's not glass. Maybe it's like a big grid, like the big hologram grid. So, by the way, you can call into the Wolf Spirit number as well, which is 775-773-3431. You can even call in a British number. That's all on Wolf Spirit Radio if you want to call in. I'm happy to do readings for people. Let me talk about the how this all relates. Okay, so the sun is a portal, and it's transmitting energy, and it crackles to the surface, and that's what gets hot. So there's a thing, it's like a mantle. It's like, you know, in the old-fashioned gas lamps or paraffin lamps, or, the gas ones, you have this thing called a mantle, which is a very, very fragile... It was like a kind of cloth that you burned off, but it remained like the crystal form of it, and it acted as a wick for the gas, and it would heat up, and so it would glow in the heat and actually generate the warmth out of the burning gas. So it was a kind of catalyst. You could say that's really what our atmosphere does. Yeah, I was talking. He's talking about my girlfriend yesterday. Said, because this is some new information. I'm always talking about getting the information that the black scientists know, the black operation scientists know, because you know they can make UFOs fly, so they know things that we don't. So how do we correct our science so that we do understand these things? So the sun is transmitting from the outside, from the inside to the out, vast energy source that's coming through a portal that is then sparking out to the outer mantle, then that glows really brightly, you know, very much the same as this gas lamp mantle. And the Earth also has a mantle. And I don't know if you realize that... Have you ever noticed that when you go up in an aeroplane, or up on a mountain, or up into space, it gets cold? So how can the sun be warm? So what happens is that our atmosphere, the oxygen in our atmosphere... is sparked by something Or maybe it's the nitrogen. One of the gases in our atmosphere is sparked by the light from the sun into getting warm. And that's what you're feeling when you feel the sun on your face. You're not actually feeling the light. Light from the sun is cold. It's the atmosphere that makes it warm. Boom. Mantle. Like a netting, indeed. Just like a netting. Isn't that interesting, people? Call in, Cortec. Call in. I do like to talk to you, mate. So there's the sun. Cold. Cold fusion. Cold plasma. Sending huge plasma fingers across to different planets. Charging and discharging, sending energy. So, and then there's the 8 minute thing. You know about the 8 minute thing? There's this gateway that opens between the Earth and the Sun every 8 minutes. And I'd just say this is just exactly the same as that thing, the plasma globe. Yes. That's right. Or if heat rises, why are ice peaks? Thank you, Cortec. So there we go. Hang on again. Hello. Oh, yes. Yes. So the sun shining, white light, bright light, shiny, shiny, cold in space, absolutely freezing. Isn't that interesting? It's the friction of the atmosphere that makes it warm. So perhaps... Oh, no.
Yeah, and then there's the...
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You know about the 8 minute thing?
Sorry.
There's this gateway.
I have to bring him in. How did he call me? Oh, sorry about that. They came on some bizarre... How did that happen? I don't know how that happened. That must be a freedom screen thing. But I'm going to bring him in a second. Ray called. And so maybe Ray is called in for a reading. Ray roll? Well, we'll see. We'll catch him in a minute. So... So, the sun shining, plasma arc, so it's cold in space, it's warm on the ground, and it seems maybe, does it get warmer? Gets warmer and warmer and warmer as you go underground, and maybe it gets cooler, cooler, cooler as you go further. So, plasma's cold. And sunlight is cold, and it's cold out in space, and it's warm here, and it's cold high up a mountain, and it's cold in an aeroplane. Interesting. Makes you think, doesn't it? Makes you think. But, brothers and sisters, I am firmly, definitively spherist. The Earth is round, spherical. Alright? No kidding. No messing about. Right. So, I don't know how this person can come into the conversation. That's very strange how that happens. I wonder if I can drag him in there. No, that's not going to drag there. No, that's not going to happen. Aha. That's strange. So, Ray, give me a call. Let me... you need to add yourself as a contact before I can bring you in, mate. That's what's going on. Oh, maybe he's coming in through the Studio A call. Well, who knows? Who knows? I don't know how this whole Skype thing's working anyway. It just about limps along. Anyway, so, you're listening to Journeys with JP tonight on Studio A, as well as Studio B, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I am discussing... I'm discussing the solar system and the energy so far. So, yeah, so there's this... So there we are in the place of the solar system, and that's the way the solar system's working. And then we're moving into this place like, imagine we might be moving into a kind of whole, a field of candy floss forms. All of these candy floss forms have You know, they're gentle. They move through any matter. They're so undense, not dense, they're plasmatic. But yes, it's a very soft form, and they may also exist on other dimensional levels as well as on our third dimensional level. So you may be standing in the road, and the Earth moves through this piece of space, and splat, you might go into one of these things, and it may pass through you, or you may pass through it, and you'll have an experience that was like a WTF experience. What was that? Where did that come from? A total mystery. So that's where I think some of these things may be coming from, if you're experiencing any of this. And talking of experiencing things, I had a bit of back-channel chat here with my next caller, who is talking about my headache. So, further ado, we will not do. Debrielle, good afternoon. How are you, my dear?
Hey, how are you? Besides your headache.
I'm great. I'm got lots of phone calls. Sure. Yes, if you can mute your mic when you're not being when you're not in conversation with me, that will be really good, because I can hear some echo coming back. Please.
You know what?
No, it's Ray. Can you mute your microphone, please? You're fine, Deb. Ray?
And it may pass through you.
Ray?
Yeah?
Yeah, can you mute, turn off your speakers, or in fact, turn off your microphone?
How do I do that?
Huh? Most telephones have a mute button. It's on the bottom right or bottom left of your keypad.
The bottom right.
That's where I think some of these things may
Come or at least turn off that radio who's got that bloke speaking.
And talking of experiencing.
I haven't got a radio.
Yeah, turn that bloke off. That English bloke who's talking in the background.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is either, but turn him off.
My headache.
He's got a headache.
Further ado.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
But I can hear you talking.
Good afternoon. How are you?
That's right. That's right. I'm talking to you, and you're hearing me speak on the radio. It's very confusing, but you need to turn off your Revolution Radio or Wolf Spirit Radio player. Try and do that before we come back. We'll be back after this.
I'm sorry, I just
Studio A. Actually, I'm going to cut through the crap. Now listen, Ray.
Turn off your speakers, or in fact, turn off your microphone.
On the top of the on the computer.
Yeah.
It's on the bottom right or bottom left of your keypad.
Can you
enter?
Yes.
L?
Just remove. Just turn off.
Or at least turn off the radio. Who's got that bloke?
I haven't got a radio.
Turn that bloke off.
It's a website. Wolf Spirit Radio.
I don't know who he is either. But turn him off. He's got a headache.
This is so confusing.
He's got a bigger one now.
I'm talking to you, and you're hearing me speak on the radio. It's very confusing, but you need to turn off the Revolution Radio.
Okay.
Try and do that before we come back.
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a headache. Ray, can you just turn off the radio and then call me back? Okay, let's that's better. All right. So we'll rejoin Studio A because they're playing adverts every half hour. But we're on Studio B that doesn't do adverts every half hour. So we'll bring that in a couple of minutes' time, in about 32. So where were we, Gabrielle?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, you're not.
Oh, it's good now.
Yeah, okay. It was only Ray. He has to turn off his radio first. They turn off the internet radio.
I said my mic was too loud, so I made sure I turned.
No, you're good, love.
I had it muted, but I turned. Okay, good.
You're good, love. Go on.
Oh my gosh! So you've been having this head thing. So I've been hearing so many things, mostly with the head, more than the heart lately. And a lot of pressure. People seem light. People think they might be having strokes. My one friend had a seizure. People migraines. A lot of weird stuff. I heard a tone I've never heard in my life. That was kind of interesting.
How did you hear it?
It was in my right ear, which usually I'll hear it in the left ear or both, you know, just the humming, the buzzing. This was really, really, really high-pitched, like a sound I never heard, and it pulsed. And it was only in the right ear. It didn't last super long, but it definitely got my attention.
And did you meditate on it?
Did I what?
Did you meditate on it? Did you like, tune into it or anything?
No, I was bad. I forget to ask half the time. I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. I just say that about everything anymore. But I've had a lot of people calling me that I was in a crappy mood this weekend. I heard you were interesting mood. And I had another friend just kind of, I don't want to say suicidal, but I've had a lot of my friends saying they went out. So it's definitely interesting energies right now, intense.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a few weeks ago, I had a webinar with Alex Collier, and this is exactly what he was saying. Exactly.
Really?
What he said a few weeks ago. He said, we're entering this zone, and people will have, and particularly people who are very much connected in with the 3D and the whole business world, there will be aneurysms. You know, people.
I know. I remember
going off
him
pop.
Saying that. Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's part of what's going on. So just for a moment, let's bring in Doc Who. Hi, Doc. Let me just see if I can negotiate. Where's the TARDIS? Where's that TARDIS control? There we go. Just bring him in. Bring in the TARDIS. Oh dear. You know, it's taking a little while. There we go. It's, he got caught in that Mobius loop there. Hi, Doc.
Hi. How you doing?
All right. What's news? What's news from the other side of time?
Good God, man! It's like the midway at the fair.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Well, that's what life is, midway at the fair. Step right up. Everybody wins a teddy bear.
So I haven't... I've had to be the teddy bear this week. So... because, I tell you, people are popping off left, right, and center with...
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had my fair share of emotional expression this week. Let's just leave it at that. I've also, you know, found an acceptable solution for the moment, and let's leave that at that. So,
we all understand. I think, you know, I don't think there's anybody
can
have a grip on that concept. What I do is I don't cater to my reptilian part of my brain and my base chakra. And the monks don't even stimulate their base chakra because they don't participate in sex. That's my understanding through Sean David Morton.
Okay.
And maybe some others. I listen to so many different websites, it's just crazy, but I'm not crazy.
So I better stop having sex, should I? Ah, well, somebody's going to be upset about that. Let me tell you. and Mike come along to your door and hold you to against your door with that famous Jedi grip, you know, that Jedi mind grip.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Or the Vulcan mind meld.
So, we got this this whole conjunction going on. And then this could be Wave X. This situation I was describing, and then we've also got Planet X, you know, and X. Yeah. As I was talking with Rebecca earlier on, and I'll talk about that in a while. The X is a crossing, you know, something is crossing something. So is it that there is one thing that is crossing one way, and then there's another thing that's crossing another that makes a great big X in the sky? And we see the X, and it's like, this is the time of the crossing. Do you see that?
Very well could be. I guess you're probably, knowing what the things that you know about, aware of the photon belt and or the photonic portal that we're going to be passing through.
think it's all the over. Same.
Well, the photon belt is this thing that I've just been talking about.
Okay.
You know, this area of space that is full of stuff, things that are non-physical, but we feel them. You see?
Kind of like a yard sale.
Or, you know, a minefield.
There you go.
But kind of, maybe like a minefield of, like, candy floss bombs. I keep seeing, you know, the image that I keep
what
getting.
Is that?
Sorry, you call it cotton candy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
I will translate. But imagine a landmine that gives off, that explodes with a kind of candy floss. And I'm seeing this kind of pastel purple and pastel yellow. It's strange.
Wow.
Like these, you know, candy colored blobs of feelings, or a single mm-hmm. feeling. And, you know, I think this seems to be happening, you know, and by going through that feeling, or by going, and really it's not a feeling, it's an energy, it's a frequency. It's a piece right. of plasma that is vibrating right. at a specific frequency that is just hanging out, just in there. Yeah. Just in space, and then our planet comes charging through like a bull in a china
you
shop.
You know, what I've noticed, this is just me personally, and then my friends and I have been on like a three-way text and been comparing some of the symptoms and feelings and things. When I look at the space graph of what's going on, the days or time periods where I'm feeling the most of whatever it is I'm feeling seems to be when the X-rays are high and when the photons are high. It's almost always those two things, and I feel it. I don't know what else gets us, but the X-rays and the photons. And they've been high lately, even if we don't have a solar flare.
So there's also the idea that there's a gamma burst that comes from another thing that is not the sun.
Right. Right.
What was it? Cygnus 3. The gamma burst from Cygnus 3. That really sounds like a science fiction book.
Didn't
it's true.
Didn't the star explode like eons ago too, and it's shooting us stuff, plus there's so much right now. We're in it. We're just in it.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry, sorry, everybody. I forgot to take Studio B there. Studio A back. Oh no, can't take it now. Somebody's got it. Somebody's got Studio A. Did somebody take Studio A? So welcome. Did someone take A? They may be relaying it. So I don't know. I mean, let me just have a listen. No, it's dead. Let me just see if I can get back on Studio A, I don't know. And here comes Ray Rowe. Oh, here we go again. Now, Ray, hello. Have you got your thing muted? No. Studio
no.
A. No, actually it seems that Skype is not accepting any of my commands right now. So I'm just going to leave. I've clicked about five different things and nothing has happened. So it's going to be one of those nights. One of these nights. Anyway, you can't call in. That's it. You know, I don't know how you're going to get Studio A on here. Let me see if I can add it into the call, inside the call. Oh, maybe I can.
I tried to call Studio A and I got a recording of Hawks.
Oh, is that right?
So then I dial B.
Yeah. So I don't know. It should be the simulcast, but nobody told me that what was going on. Nobody ever tells me what's going on. I say, take Studio A and Studio A. How do I take Studio A? Do I dial in both of them? I don't know. Well, anyway, here we go. Here's another caller. Hello, mate. Brent in Texas. How are you doing?
Yeah, just fine, JP. Hold on. Need to turn my speaker off.
Good man. That's better than Ray. Ray didn't know how to turn his speakers off.
Yeah, mine's called Power Switch.
Oh, here's Ray. Let's hang on a second. Oh, no, he's disappeared. Okay, go ahead, Brent.
Okay, I keep trying to call in on you know, Freedom's Lips, and I have been for, I guess a couple of years, and I could never get through. I'm telling you, that's so screwed up in my estimation. I don't know if I'm blocking my number or
no,
what.
No, no, Brent.
Every time I tried to call, I could not get in. Okay, I just want you to let you know that.
It's Freedom Screen, that's why.
How many other people are experiencing the same thing unless it's just me, know what I mean?
Brent, mate, it's Freedom Screen, not Freedom's Lips, that's why.
Well, I meant, you know, the call-in number.
All right, no, it works, and you've managed it here. How have you called in?
I came in through Wolf Spirit.
Did you? Oh, right.
Oh.
Yes,
wow.
I don't know how many people you're not talking to because you're not letting the phone go through for you and for a lot of other people, too.
Wow.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if they're blocking the number, but I always get, you know, Crinklies or whatever his name is, you know, Hawk. I get his
that
little message
studio
about, you're on, and also I'm seeing that some of the links in the back chat lines are not, they're, you know, they're 404 error codes and everything else, especially like on Dietrich's postings and stuff like that. It's just a mess if you, for some of us out here, I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm not saying it's what you're doing because you're obviously getting some people through, but I'm just saying that in my circumstance, that's what's happening to me, and I just wanted you to be aware of it. I'm not hostile at all, and I understand all the complexities that are going on
right.
on the internet at this point.
So first of all,
I used to come into the chat room, JP, and talk to you a lot as USA King. I don't know if you remember that, but I would talk to you and a lot of other people, and we'd have the chat room roaring. Man, it was great until all the Nazis came in there and I had to get out. You know, they only kicked me out once or twice. And I never said anything that would, you know, really be considered, especially these days, you know. But back then, they were kind of like a little weird. The controllers of the hot communist party, you know, where everybody works for free and you have to have the money in. But, you know.
Yeah. So I'm Brent.
He uses Agent Orange on his corn, and he doesn't want 14,000 workers.
Hello. Sorry to cut you off, but I actually have to completely reset this call just now.
Okay.
Otherwise, studio A is dead air. So I'll see you all later. Bye bye. Isn't this fun? So, okay, let's see. Now, can I get on? It won't kill the call yet. It won't kill the call. Oh, that's great. All right, so Skype has done something very bizarre. It won't let me end this call. And I can't add to the group call. Nope. End call. Finish call. Right, I'm going to put some music on. Well. Oh, God. Here comes that call. The call, the same call is back. What's going on?
Hello.
Let's stop that one. Hey, Gabrielle. All right. So we've got Studio A. Have we got Studio A yet? Oh no, Studio A is not picking up. Come on, go away that one. Go away, Brent. Go away, Doc Who.
Can I hang up?
For some reason, hey, yeah, right. I'm back on the studio. I don't care about. Oh, hang on. Yeah, now I can hear. Right. Okay. Many apologies, everybody. All right, Ray. Ray, please
yes.
turn off,
yes.
undo the page, switch off the page that says Wolf Spirit Radio. Switch it off. Close it. Exit. Click the X in the top right corner. You're causing a lot of disruption with this. Turn off your computer. You're on a telephone, right? Turn off your computer. That's it. Jones. Thank you. You're live on the air in front of lots of people.
Sorry about that.
Hello, Ray.
Same. Hello. Back. What's good?
No, hang on a second. You've still got my voice in the background.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah? Can you switch it off?
All right. So, we've got Studio A. Have we got Studio A yet?
Oh, Studio A and Studio B, I think.
Come on. Go away, that
one. No, Ray, I'm going to... This is stupid. Right. Ray, you will hear me. I have just disconnected you. The reason is that you haven't switched off your radio. You've got to switch off Wolf Spirit Radio. It's a player. You've got to switch off the player before you call in. Otherwise, you'll hear both of my voices and you won't know who you're talking to. Now, I am talking directly to you among... maybe hundreds of thousands of listeners. Ray Rowe, I am listening to you. I'm talking to you right directly now. Just turn off Wolf Spirit Radio, turn off the computer, and then call me in with the telephone. Okay? Just okay. Don't have them both running at the same time. Having said that, good afternoon.
JP, this is worse than the full moon or the solar.
It's insane, isn't it? Right.
Yeah. Zaps.
Hello, Ray. Are you there?
Do you have all the studios though?
I've got both the studios there. Yep. Okay. So we've got both studios.
Good.
And here's Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Good afternoon. We've finally gotten to speaking you live in real time. It's a bit like talking to somebody on the moon. You know, by the time they've said something, you've already said the next sentence, and they, you know, the answers cross over. So, good afternoon. How are you? Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning, because I live in London.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I'd never have guessed.
I think.
I'm just kidding.
It's very, very nice to hear from you anyway.
Thank you very much.
I watch all your Studio 9 and Andromedas. I've been listening to all them shows from the beginning. From where you are now, number 20, is it?
Have you? That's excellent. I'm due to put up 20 soon. We did a special last week, but there are 20 of them, yeah. But we're...
Yeah, I've watched that. I listened to that one with Jessica. I find her very fascinating.
So what is it that tickles you, that catches your imagination with Andronicus?
Well... It seems to me that everything's gone round and coming back round again.
Doesn't it?
You know, with Andromedas, they had, obviously, the experiments of what we're having now, and he's sort of like sending us some sort of warning, what they had, now you're going through now. On that sort of level?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's something like that going on, is that...
Yeah.
And he even said it, and a few episodes back, he said something like, because it's like trialed out on them, and if they can take it, then we can take it. It's like they act as a canary in a coal mine for certain evolutionary processes.
And they're sort of... he's telling us that don't fear, because we've been through it, you can go through it, and forget the fear and carry on as in life, as that you know is not going to happen. Do you know what I'm saying, sort of thing? Very hard.
We're able to avoid some of the pitfalls that they fell down through the learning experience of hearing their story.
Yeah, it's like the parent telling the child a story.
Yeah, this is what I did. Don't make the same mistakes as me, son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was interested if you could do a ray on me. Ray on a ray.
What rays a ray? So let's tune in with Ray. And so what we've got is Monad Ray 1, Ray 2.
Monad. I was going to ask you to do a one-to-one, but I was going to pay for it.
Well, I didn't have Skype at that time. And as you know, as you can realise, I didn't know how to do Skype anyway. So I just messed about with it, basically, and we found the right buttons.
That's it. So listen, let's... I'm getting with, you know, Monad is Ray 2. That's, you know, a good human being there. And Sol Ray is Ray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Ray 7, Sol, and personality, Ray 7, Ray 6. And Ray 6 personality, there, yeah, 276.
276.
Yeah, 276. So, what that's telling me is that there's you still got karma working out from your past lives. That's the sixth ray, and they will become. They will indicate to you like tendencies, like you know, like alcoholism or something like that, or you know, being a over risk taker or something like that. You know, there'll be these some kind of extremeness about you that is. That points to something that you used to do in a past life that that's your lesson. You understand? And now is the point to make that lesson and go, oh, I see, that's why people called me an ass. You see what I mean?
Sorry?
It becomes... All right, here we go again.
That's fine.
Please, everybody, stand by. Mute your microphones if you can. We're going to go through the Revolution Radio adverts cycle. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Firing on both cylinders. It's Journeys with JP. Crashing down that road, crashing through space, crashing through the candy floss fields, or the cotton candy fields of pastel blue and yellows, of these bizarre feelings. So, talking of bizarre feelings, I wonder if we've got a good signal in from Brent in Texas. Hey, what's happening, mate?
Yeah, JP, man, it's a technical day, isn't it? It's just, it seems like a lot of problems going on there.
Well, you know, Skype is just doing like Skype is behaving like it was taken over by an insane company that instead of making people want to talk to each other, it makes them reveal secrets and they want to record it or something. I don't know what they've done to it. So
like loop
de loop. Absolutely.
Swirling around, who knows what's going on, but I just wanted to call and let you know that, if that's okay with you, that, you know, I enjoy your program and I listen to you as much as I possibly can, and I've talked to you before, and you gave me the color to be looking at one evening. And
oh, yeah, how did that go? Have you been working with that?
I've discovered that the ultraviolet and the violet spectrum, the blue spectrum, is mostly mental, from what I'm understanding, and red is mostly the lower chakra, the sexual kind of passion, and then the green is supposed to be, in a perfect heart, it's supposed to be green. There's a yellow combination there also, but you know, that really we're like a trinary system, as what, you know, versus the binary system. All our love should come through the heart strings. We should be playing on the heart strings in a triad with our reason and with our you know, temper to passion. That would be a simple way of looking at a triangle, as far as I'm concerned. But
well, that goes back to the rays, of course, of ray one, ray two, and ray three of power, love, and wisdom, or will, and nourishment, and control, or something like that. You know, you've got the three ways of expressing the soul energy, the ray energy, and that's how it comes through, and it expresses in every single three that you might find, and so it also comes into color, and red, green, and blue is your you could look at chakras and say that chakra is this color and that, but if you listen to any clairvoyant, every clairvoyant sees it differently. There's no definitive red really means this, blue really means that. No, because each you may be looking at a blue on another octave. You know, you may have...
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? So it's always very good not to be so fixed into thinking that you must conform to a particular standard just because that says so. If you like blue and it nourishes you, then the whole thing, how does it make you feel? That's the whole thing.
A recent scientist has determined that the nanotubes that are placed in the bodies of us by the chemtrails are actuated by microwaves to turn on certain lights that they know for scientific proof will activate those chakras. For example, they turn on the red light and that light hits the DNA and it actually makes a person sexually stimulated, and then they turn on certain other lights that are actually responded to by the body. But that book is out. What's the name of the book? I've got it right here. Dangerous Imaginations, Silent Assimilation. I don't know if that's too much for people, but Dangerous Imaginations, and if you get Cara St. Louis, Cara, C-A-R-A, St. Louis, in there in a search engine, you can find it. The scientist is Kautz-Vella. Kautz is K-A-U-T-Z. Dash, V as in vector, E-L-L-A. He describes the intricacies in a lot of the chemtrails and have proven these to be true. And he's approaching the whole thing, though, from a standpoint of love and compassion for humanity, you know, and trying to get the word out. I only had one question. I don't know why I'm rambling on like this, but did you call me back or somebody call me back because an unknown number called me back?
Possibly. But I think Skype has been, you know, it just did a whole backflip and turned itself inside out several times. I have no idea exactly how we're back on air, but it happened. And I'm lucky, and I'm not going to question it. And you happen to be in on the call, so there you go, Brent. You've had your airtime.
So, hooray. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks very
much.
Take care. Bye now. Meanwhile, back in the TARDIS, what's up? Dog who?
Well, Harold Kautz-Vella is brilliant, in my opinion. I've looked at a lot of his work. And he has an interview with... Miles Johnston, or several.
Mm-hmm. Several, yes.
And Miles Johnston, in my opinion, is fairly brilliant. He's been studying this stuff for 20 or 25 years, I guess.
Yeah, he's come in on some really interesting stuff, and particularly with the black goo. I had a conversation last night with Nancy and Walt about... this is Nancy Hopkins and Walt Silver, who... Ray, turn off the computer.
Right.
Thank you.
And you have to be in the call, so there you go, Brent. You've had your airtime.
Turn off the computer. Ray, off with the computer.
You're very welcome.
Off.
Thanks very much.
Silence now. Turn off the computer.
Back in the TARDIS, what's up?
God. It's like we're experiencing little time loops that are kind of... Ray, are you in real time yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm still hearing my own voice in the background. And it's
I'll
like
hear both on this end.
So. Yeah, turn mine off, the one that you can turn off. Not this one. Not the one that's talking to you. Turn the other one off. All right? Ray, use your mouse. Go over to Wolf Spirit Radio. Switch off the player.
I have now.
Good. There, you're learning. Right.
Bye.
Meanwhile...
I'm back. I think.
So, meanwhile... where were we? We were in London, what was going? Whereabouts in London are you?
Right. I'm in Pinner.
In Pinner.
Yeah.
Up in Northwoods.
Near Harroway, yeah.
Yes, I used to live in Harrow for a short period of time. Indeed, it was a harrowing experience. Yeah, Paul. Anyway, there's your raise. Do you have a further question?
I did want a reading with you. I like I said, I didn't have Skype. As you realise, I'm a bit useless. Like Simon Parks, he doesn't know how to use his Skype and all that himself. I'm a bit useless. But I just like to have a chat with you. Just if you can do a ray reading with me, it'd be pretty interesting.
Right. Well, I was starting just as the break came in. So I got a 276. Right. So, let's lay a bit out because the people may not know what the heck I'm talking about. 276 sounds like a bus, doesn't it? So
exactly. It's a bus I get in London.
do you actually ride the 276?
No, but I had an uncle who actually drove that bus actually.
You had an uncle who drove a 276, right? I used to get the 253 to Stoke Newington. Anyway, long story. Nobody knows what we're talking about, Ray. No, so because they're all Americans, they have no idea what we're talking about.
They got no exactly over the head.
Anywho, so 276.
Okay.
The first number. And I always speak it always like the highest energy, the more. Rarefied, the finer, if you like, the top of the refinery, the high gases, the higher fractions, you see, like the high octaves, the little tiny notes on the end of a piano. Have you ever taken a piano apart?
Yeah.
You see that the strings are the really tiny little ones.
I used to work in for John Bullwood's. It was a piano place, and I used to put the keyboards in and the rods that actually done the frets. When you put your foot on the piano and you damper the sound,
yes,
that's my job.
You made those and it's it's about 80 little rubber pads or felt pads that had to synchronized the same time, damp all 88 strings.
Yeah.
Or more, there's more than 88 because some of the triples, right? So anyway, you understand that at the top there, you got these tiny little notes, and then at the bottom you got the middle notes, and then right at the end you got the great big thick ones, and they all represent different octaves. So matter exists in octaves in the same way. You see your piano, it just keeps going. If you could represent the notes with tinier and tinier strings,
it's never ending.
It's never ending, and it's always in A B C D E F G A B C D E F G A B C D E F G, right? And that's what we call the rays. The rays are the generic word or the generic term that we use to denote, for instance, in one octave it might be the note of A, but in another frequency band it's the color indigo. Do you understand? Yeah. So we call that the second ray.
Was it the song Ray La Da? Yeah?
Ray? Oh, Do Re Mi.
Yeah, Do Re Mi.
All right, well, Do Re Mi. Yeah, indeed, it is the second. Well, I mean, they're rays, you know, like you. You're a ray, right? And a ray is a beam.
Yeah,
a beam. A beam is a collection of photons, a community of photons, a whole bunch of photons all going out for a journey.
Yeah.
That's what a ray is. It's a collective. And it's got a consciousness. And it has an energy. And it has quality, and it has a master, and a master is a person, a being who embodies that quality. Do you understand what I mean by embodying a quality?
Not really. No.
All right. So, for instance, we think of somebody like Mother Teresa embodying the quality of compassion.
Okay.
You know, if you think compassion, you think Mother Teresa, don't you? Right.
Yeah.
So that's to embody a quality. And so each of the seven notes has a quality, and each of the seven notes has a smell. Each of the seven notes has a color, and it's not only a color on the visible spectrum, but also on the ultraviolet spectrum, or on the ultraviolet spectrum, because that's like a keyboard as well, and that just keeps going.
Yeah, and the sounds
ad infinitum. But each of them still delineates into these seven bands, these seven rays. So the seven rays exist in every octave. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the rotation of a planet is a note, and it's in an octave. You see?
Yeah.
And it's still denotable. You can still scientifically define it by saying, oh, well, that'll be C minus 17 or something. Yeah.
Look, you was talking earlier, you know, the solar system going around and up and down. To me, I heard that it's like a carousel. You know,
that's right. You go up and you go down.
Yeah, go up and down, exactly. And as you go through the process, you go through a different system. You go through a different sort of like gases. And come back out of that gas and come into another gas and come closer to a star or far away from a star, and each star pulls on each other as it goes around the galaxies. Am I talking sort of sense there?
Yeah, so we are going up and down, and that's what we call the precession of the equinoxes.
Yeah.
And it's not that. It's just that we are kind of appear to go up and down, because it's all, you know, it's all different. It's like an orbital motion, a bit like when you mix. If you look at what your wrist does when you're mixing a pudding, you know, you're doing a two stage orbital motion. You know, and the planet actually follows the path of the end of the spoon. And that's what the orbit is. It's not actually a circular thing, but it's like the end of a spoon, and it's that kind of motion. And we have we base our calendars on it. We base everything on these motions, and they may change. That's what I'm always talking about. Anyhow, so
what?
Everybody wants a ray reading now.
I don't mind. I'm not shy.
So no, I'm just gonna, because okay. So let me just say,
all the people are listening, all good listeners anyway.
Yeah, that's true. We're all good listeners, and it's always lovely to talk to you. And you know, one of the reasons that I do this stuff is not as a fairground attraction, but it's so that everybody can learn about what I'm talking about, so that I can actually have a conversation with somebody about this.
Well, you like to express yourself out. That's what I like. You know, well, you're expressing your feelings out because you want to get out more to other people.
Yeah.
And I like that sort of, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm from Bethnal Green, you know.
Well, I know where Bethnal Green is, just down the road. I was living in Fulham.
You lived in Fulham, right. So, you know. Don't let the accent fool you. It was Radio 4 that did this. BBC did this to me. At least they didn't bugger me. Yeah, at least they didn't bugger me. Anyway, so Hiro, hi.
Hi, Jay.
Enough.
JP, that's not true. You were born in Bethnal Green, but you certainly don't sound like. You added something. They used to live around Harrow, so they're the people that made you all RP.
No. I lived in Harrow for about 6 months. I drove a cab. Long story. Well, anyhow,
I'm from the Midlands, and mine hasn't changed. I am leaving my hands in your myself in your hands, and I'm waiting. Ask me what you want to ask me, and if you want to read me,
be quiet. It's
great.
Be quiet. Okay. That's what I'd like you to just be quiet for a moment.
Okay.
And then I'll bring you back in. Because I want to, you know, because Ray asked for a reading, and he's new to all this, so.
I am first.
Yeah. And he was first, mate. He was first.
Yeah. There is a queue.
I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology?
Yes, your apology is accepted. By the way, Hiro is in fact in Bethnal Green. You know, these are not fictitious places, people. People actually live there, and Hiro actually lives in Bethnal Green, where I was born and grew up, which is just so bizarre. I don't know what. Anyhow. So
you're only a couple of years younger than me, so.
So Ray.
Yes.
So 276. So the seventh ray is the ray of what they call the new age, right? So don't go freaking out. The new age is like, okay. So as our thing goes up and down, as our carousel goes up and down, it goes through different like rainbow stripes, and that sometimes it go red, orange, yellow, green. So it's going up and down through the rays.
Okay.
You see? And it's going from where we were was in the sixth ray, and when we're moving into what we're moving into, and we're almost firmly, finally in, is the seventh ray. You see? And what you've noticed is that the two numbers that I just mentioned are the same two numbers that I talked about, your rays and your correct ray. So you have ray 7 in the soul and ray 6 in the personality. Now, do you know what that means?
No, I don't actually.
In terms of what I just described, it means that your personality energy, your ego, is moving with evolution into your soul energy of order.
Okay? Is that good?
Yes, it's very good. But it might not be easy for you, because it will mean things like having to let go of things that you believed were right and that caused you to behave in a certain way.
They're rubbish.
Yeah. And so one of those certain ways might actually be like, oh, paying tax, or certainly paying, you know, understanding what it means.
I don't pay no more.
Exactly. I can tell you have that energy.
I scrapped it last year.
Yes. So what you're going through, Ray, is the evolution of humanity. What you do in your life is part of what billions of people are doing right now. Billions.
I'm going through a process where I feel I'm free, and I'm not connected to nothing to do with government.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes. Yes. You're getting out of the matrix.
I resent them. Totally resent them.
Yeah. That's part of the process, right? Because one of the things that moves from the ray 6 to ray 7 is from blind faith to knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's blind faith? I don't know. Santa, you know, those stupid things. Money. Oh, there's blind faith. Authority.
I'm not interested in money now.
Yeah, exactly. Authority.
As long as I've got money to live, I'm not. I have a twin brother, and he's money.
Mm-hmm. He's probably a 6'7". So you see, Ray, as you evolve.
As long as I've got enough, I don't care.
Mm. Yeah. So as you evolve, you become more orderly.
Yeah.
And you have things in order in your mind, because you're moving into the ray of order,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which is the seventh ray, and that color is the this is the violet color, and it's also the ray of manifestation. Now, you talked about something that is definitely a seventh ray activity, that's like making lots and lots of little things that all have to work precisely well together, orchestrated and coordinated. That's a very seventh ray activity. And you probably actually derived a certain amount of pleasure when you got it all right, and it, you know, you pressed the pedal and they all came up together. It was almost like a moment.
Yeah.
Did it almost feel illegal to have that moment? Did it feel like, yeah, you shouldn't really be feeling that? But no, but be joyful in that.
Huh? I booked some guy of Natalie, not Natalie,
Nancy's. Excellent.
And I bought 3 diamonds, pyramid shapes, and
mm-hmm.
one to my sister, one to my brother.
Lovely.
You know, just to share, you know.
Excellent.
That's what life's about, is sharing.
Excellent. Very, and 7-6, very generous. What else can I say? You know, people can find you quite intense sometimes.
Very.
Anybody with a 6-ray personality or a 6-ray soul has an intensity about them that is like, oh, just, you know, is there no volume control? You know, but as you grow, become more mature, you'll learn to focus that. So that you've got a hose pipe, and you can like you got a trigger, but you've got your hand on the trigger, but you're ready to come in, and basically to get things in order means to understand the order of things. Exactly. So understand the order of things is almost like a magical grimoire of ancient knowledge.
I got bits and pieces, but I'm all jumbled up, and I haven't got the puzzle laid out.
Exactly. You haven't got it in order.
No, exactly.
That is your task, you see. And as you do this, you're in a group mind. You know, there's billions, as I said, billions of other people telepathically connected with you who are doing exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're transforming from, as I said, this blind faith to knowledge. You know, people said God is like this or God is like that. God is, well, who is God? What's his name? Where's his address? What's his phone number?
Exactly.
These are the kind of questions you start asking.
I question everything.
Yeah.
I really do.
So Hira's asking, what was the reaction to the pyramids?
I put one in my sister's hand and she felt it, a hand drop. Like, she said it feels heavier than it looks.
Yeah, like a gravity, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, exactly. I said, that is the power going through your hand. And she's quite connected, and she uses all the stones, and she's into Reiki and all that sort of thing. And she's never heard of Shanghai. And she was quite amazed by it. And
all right. With a risk of not messing anything up, we're going to have both loads of adverts and I don't know. So please, everybody stand by. We'll be back after this thing. Yeah. Anyway, I've had my camera on. I'm showing all my various Shanghai things. I quite enjoy having it. I've got this great new video camera. This is piece of Shungite resin. The same kind of stuff that was in the monolith. I got a monolith. There we go. Now, sorry, 1x4x9, which is 1 squared by 4, 2 squared by 3 squared. There we go. 1x4x9. 1 squared by 2 squared by 3 squared. So that's this is the intelligent form that says, you know, I am the squares.
If you're really clever and you listen to what's being said, this is like a monolith. It's like the 2001 film where it comes down at the front. So if the same, if you're really clever, look at the video, and does it have the same ratio of the 1-4-9?
That's it.
You're clever at doing that stuff.
That's it. So anyway, yeah, so we're talking about that. So this is a Shungite thing, and all produced by Walt Silver from Cosmic Reality. Actually, what is newparadigmtools.net, I think, is his thing. So where were we? Yeah, so what you're going through, Ray, is what everybody's going through. And so I could hold you up as a vivisection of like, whatever's going on in your life is what's going on in billions of other people's lives. And what you're there to work out is how to get things in the right order.
Yeah, that's
and the right order is from the top down. Okay?
Yeah.
So your soul comes in at the top of your head. Yeah? Comes in down and through your heart and expresses through outside. Out from your heart. And so anything that is in that's the order of things, right? That's the order of how your soul moves your body. You know? Yeah. Because you're the vehicle and your soul is the driver or the passenger.
I always knew from young child there's something wrong with this world. It just did not make sense to me. From school days upwards, it just, nothing made sense. It just seemed confusing, backwards, parasitic. It just, everything just seemed crazy, you know? And, I don't know, out of seven children in my family, it was, I was the only one who just felt different, like a black sheep of the family, basically.
Welcome to Revolution Radio, the flock of black sheep.
You got that right.
Yeah, it's a good feeling because I always was the comedian of the family who made the jokes and made everyone laugh, you know. And but in my weird way, you know, like George Carlin, you know, coming his way across, you know.
That's right. Well, I mean, have you got a set? Have you got a stand-up set?
No, I just quick-witted. I just come out of things quick, you know. Uh-huh. I can turn things around to make it funny, but also meaning to a point. You know, it's two ways. The joke's there, and it's also a meaning there as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like as Carlin done it, you know, as most comedians do it.
Yeah, we love Carlin here. We love George.
Yeah, well, you know,
good old George. So, anyhow, so there's your 276 guys. If you want a bit of sugar free, here's a bit of sugar free. Six-ray. The best advice is to on the side of keeping your mouth shut. Basically, that's the best advice I could give you. And if in doubt, just don't say it.
Exactly.
Because it's probably, if you've got doubt about it, it means your conscience is cutting in to say, hang on a second, you might not want to say that. Or, hang on a second, you might regret having said that.
Yeah,
if you see what I mean. Yeah. So, the word is restraint. That's the esoteric, what's the word? Imperative for the Ray 6. Restraint. Hold back. You know?
Yeah.
And people, you know, if people want more, they'll ask.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't push it on.
Yeah, just kind of, yeah, have an ice cream, you know, have a cup of tea, just take a break, you know, give yourself a break, give the world a break. With that intensity, because it's tiring, you know. Let me tell you, there's somebody I know who the other week I had a headache, and I could feel them thinking in their head so much that they'd kind of, you know how you squeeze your eyes up tight? They'd squeeze their brain up tight, and I could feel it, and it was bugging the crap out of me. I have to say, it was not a pleasant thing. So, turn the dial back, come back to about five or six, you know, from nine, you know. And, you know, the engine will last longer, everything will last longer, friendships, relationships, stuff like that. Have I got my message? Is the message come through?
Yes.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
So, Hiro, are you next?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Ray.
Let's go to Hiro. Monad. Hiro's Monad. Ray 1, Ray 2, Soul Ray 5, 6, 7, Personality 1, 2, 3, 4,
Really?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, 274. So, everything that I said about his soul and monad and everything, that all counts, right? So you're essentially like the same soul group, but that's, as I said, billions of people.
I don't like that very much, but okay. I like to be. I want to be unique.
But well, that's the thing about fourth rays. They like to think they're unique. They're the warriors. they're like the peacocks of the world because they are holding. They are holding the world as their art form. But the fourth ray is like I am art in motion. I am art in manifestation. I am art. Take me or leave me. I am art.
That is so me. Some people tell me differently, though, yeah.
You know, and the thing is, it's true. But nobody believes you until you're dead, right?
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, so that we'll keep that just between you and me, all right? But regardless, this fourth ray personality, let's say the word steadfastness. Do you know what steadfast means?
I do. If you want to explain that to Americans, that's fine.
Steadfast means like, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. And you don't think, oh, I got a headache. Oh, I got this. Oh, I don't make excuses. I am steadfast. If I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And that
absolutely
gives my... Because I tell you, there is very much merit in expressing a thought directly. Therefore, if you have a thought in your head, you say it out loud or you act on it immediately. Mm. By manifesting mind to material... Do you understand what I'm talking about here, Ira?
Totally.
By manifesting mind to material on a regular basis, you become a clear channel. That's how it happens. Because you stop resisting. And the resistance is like what everybody thinks, and, you know, because fourth rate people are so, so impressed by other people. Because that's their job, to be impressed.
In the same fourth ray, in a sense.
Yeah, well, in the same way that you make impression in wax when you squish a key into it.
Well,
that's what I mean by impressed.
You know when you were speaking to Ray about the humour part there, I make people laugh a lot, but it's not me being George Carlin any stretch of its imagination. It's more like I make people laugh, and I'm glad to see that because I want pleasure for them. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not a nice way. It's more like being the old guy with a bald head that was being slapped by Benny Hill. That's the way that I make people laugh.
Yeah, but being the fool guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But it's sort of deliberate. It's kind of easy for me to do
that.
Just
playing
by being
the clown,
myself,
aren't you?
Yes, the clan. But sometimes I want people to take me seriously and they can't hear it.
No, because you're a clown. And then people think, he's the clown.
Yeah, but I didn't know their minds don't adapt. It's like that first box they've made of you in the first 5 minutes, that's who you are. It doesn't matter what you do. If you do something else, then I just don't understand who I am.
And that's the thing about... Yeah, so there's your fourth rate. And the thing is, that's exactly the issue, is like... You can so easily imitate other people that sometimes you forget who you are in the first place. You know, like Rory Bremner. He can be so many different people.
But they can do in the physical way, so that when I mimic in a physical way, it's not going to be the sound or the look or anything. It's going to be
energetic.
But that's sort of and yes, that's it. You've got it exactly.
Yeah. Your frequency. Tune into the frequency. That's the thing about fourth ray. You can tune into frequency, which is why they make such great painters and musicians and things like that, because it's all about tuning into frequency and being able to, like, sing a B or, you know, play a blue. What? No, anyway.
Do you think I came in the wrong body? Because music I love, I would love to be able to sing, but I sing like someone with, you know, the headphones on and they can't hear themselves without the headphones on. That's what I actually sound like. But music is always something... I used to be able to sing well. This is what... I can answer my own question. I used to be a great singer, choir singer, but then when my voice broke, I was... there's nothing left now.
Same thing happened to me, mate.
Uh-huh.
Same thing happened to me. They said, don't sing before your voice breaks. So, of course. So now I sound like a vulture as well. It gives you an interesting gravel and texture. And when you're about 60 and you've smoked loads and you've drunk loads, and it sounds like a proper old blues voice eventually, but it takes a lot to get there. That's what they say. Anyway, listen, there's your 274. I'm going to bring in Cindy, because Cindy needs a reading as well. And hi, Cindy. No, she's not here yet. We've got about 15 minutes here. Oh, Eagle Eye. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yin Yang and Moon Tang.
Moon Tang. Wu Tang Bang. So, so, I don't know where Cindy's gone, because she said, bring me in, and now she's not here. So, Cindy, wake up. Ping a ting. Ting your ping, you know. Here's, I've done your raise, haven't I, years ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were? Bet they were 27 something.
Yeah, we can go with that one. It was blue.
27 blue. Have you just hit a bong or something?
No.
Okay, you're very young. So you
what? I hit one.
You just had a big hit.
Not good to hit them.
Ah, there's Cindy. So I was just having a rather oblique conversation with Rob there. I don't know what's going on there.
It was a shook-eyed spin for the right direction, my friend.
Ah, I see. There you go. So Cindy, let's bring you in for a quick reading. Cindy Evans, go introduce yourself.
Hey, how you doing?
Introduce yourself. Hi.
Cindy Evans. Have a little blog that I do daily, but I also have a monthly radio show here on Wolf Spirit, third Sunday of the month at between 4 and 6 Eastern time. So, hey, everybody.
Okay, so there you go. So, we've got a short period of time left, but we have a lovely array tonight of what are known as the soft rays. They're the rays... Six, ray six, ray four, and ray two. The even-numbered rays are known as the soft rays, and the odd-numbered rays are known as the hard rays, obviously. Or you could say that the even-numbered are masculine and the odd-numbered are feminine. So here we have, Cindy, you have rays, monad ray two, soul ray seven, and personality ray, yes, you guessed it, ray 2. You see, now we have a perfectly aligned group, all spontaneously called in, all in the same soul group, all with complementary, what's called along the same line of personality, ray 2, ray 4, ray 6. So let's talk about ray 2. Ray 2 is the ray of service, of love, of nourishment, of giving, of teaching, of healing, of mothering, of caring, of providing, of serving, of believing in, of supporting. Do you have me? Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Oh yeah, that's me.
So and you know, you can see that everybody's expressing their way of, this is the seventh ray expressed through these personalities. So, Cindy, tell people about the kind of person that you are.
Probably the thing that has given me the most satisfaction in my life has been being a mom. My kids are all grown now, and I'm a grandmother. I spent a great deal of my time... as a working parent, but I was a preschool teacher, so I worked with little children, taking care of them, teaching them, that kind of thing. I have a very spiritual side, and I was raised in a pretty strict religious home, so I'm only just now starting to get away from a lot of that programming, although I don't necessarily think it was all a bad thing either, but that's kind of where I am at this time.
So that's great. So what we're looking at is, you illustrated there was nourishment in there, you was providing in there, there was teaching, there was mothering, there was healing, all of those things that I listed out, exactly along the line of Ray 2. Now, everybody's got Ray 2 because it's the ray of the heart. And we're all in, everybody's got heart. So everybody's got some of that. And indeed, this is the ray of the Christ. This is the Christ light. It is healing. It gives. It nourishes. It doesn't hold back. It's not conditional like the sixth ray or the fourth ray. The sixth ray is very conditional. It's like, I give this to my people. It's like my family first, me first. We all need to move towards the second ray. We all need to move into the heart. And indeed, Cindy's show is, by way of example, called Connecting to Heart. And the journey in these times... Okay, so one evolution, the evolution that the ray of the soul ray is moving through is from soul ray 6 to soul ray 7. And as I said, that's the illustration of what is going on within our friend Ray here with sixth ray personality and seventh ray soul. But at the same time, there is also the movement from in the clearing of the emotional astral body, the material of the sixth ray of the astral plane. It has to clear, and this is what we call stuff. And everybody's got a bit of it, and it's all part of a cosmic astral evil, and it's all part of black goo, and we're all going to find out soon what it was all really about. But before we can do so, we need to clear it. It's a bit like you have to decontaminate before the debriefing happens and you understand what part you played in that big thing. So what we're looking at is the movement towards Ray 2 in astral, which is emotional. So any move towards compassion, of giving, of being generous. And you can see this happening in the world. Everybody's, what a big scam, this whole refugee thing. But I'll tell you one thing you're seeing. You're seeing how amazing humans are, how beautiful and giving they all are. Do you see? This is an expression of the ray too, of second ray. And that is the ray of the Christ. It's the ray of the Buddha. It's the whole thing about compassion. It's not like, do this thing. It's feel this way and this thing will happen naturally, you see. And like Hiro was saying before, you solve it energetically, you solve the problems energetically. And that's where the fourth ray is. The fourth ray is right in the middle. Imagine seven, there's four, is right in the middle of it. It's the balance, it's the harmony through conflict. It's the moving from a chaotic imbalance to bringing something back into a neutral divine form. And so, when somebody's being overly macho, overly masculine, you can bring in a bit of divine feminine or a bit of divine neutral to bring them back to a more sensible pitch. So let's just bring in our final victim for the, guest. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi there. That's unmute. I'm good. I'm good.
You have airplanes flying in the background, upside down.
Oh, yeah, that was at Nighthawk. That's Nighthawk Studio.
Ah, Nighthawk Studio. Well done. There you go. So how's things for you?
It's been a rough few days, but I'm getting through it.
That's laying it out there. I tell you, it's true. It's been pants. It's been really pants. And Skype has been pants. Actually, it behaved itself all through Sean's show, which I'm so grateful for. There was no sabotage. I did do a small sacrifice, just a couple of kids and But
can I say something you said earlier, that we're all going through the same sort of thing? I think it's all of us. It's not just all of us that have this information, this knowledge.
Yeah.
Not all of us are put into wisdom. Even ordinary people, yes. Because they do have, you can see, I'm very derogatory about them. I always call them the zombies. But you can see that they do have it.
Mm.
They, definitely. And I'm affected by them. And they're also feeling this kind of anxiety almost in the soul. That's happening now.
A jitter.
Mm.
So, Karen.
Yeah.
Let's just zingle out on you, and I need you to talk for a little while. So, what have you been hearing from this conversation?
Oh, I'm just enjoying getting into the rays, and trying to understand them. So, I like the two ray. I don't know. I seem to, in numerology and stuff, seem to be a four.
Mm-hmm.
And,
all right. Well, you're 272 as well, along with Cindy. So see above. We're out of time for all of these stations. I hope you've enjoyed this last 2 hour excursion into the unknown with myself, JP. This was Journeys. Join me next Monday on Wolf Spirit TV at 1 p.m. PST. For Journeys with Rebecca and JP on TV. Yeah, it's happening. It's great. Come along. Good night, everybody.
Listening to Revolution Radio.